Is this verse in verse 5 of Ephesians that you read, in verse 26, is it talking about what Christ did, or is it talking about what Christ is doing? And I'll, anybody, not just Craig, we won't put him on the spot.
Yeah, it seems to be more about what he's doing.
Okay.
In a future day to present himself.
Very good. Yep. So
the process of washing as opposed to the washing that was done at salvation.
Very good. Can anyone think of some verses that might help us in this line of thought of the past, what took place as far as that washing in the past, as in contrast to that washing that's happening right now? And we'll come back to that verse in verse 26. But just thinking about some verses that might coincide with this thought in Exodus 29, where the priests before or at the beginning of their service, they were sanctified or they were set apart for that particular service. Because what's so significant about that is that washing happened one time and one time only. They were never washed again all over. That was the one time. And of course, that would speak of us being washed one time by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Lars.
You're referring to John chapter 13, where Jesus says to Peter, I'll just read it in verse 10 of John chapter 13. Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you."
Very good. That's not the verse I was referring to, but that's a verse that we were going to get to. But that's good. That's perfect. That shows both of them right there together. And that's perfect.
There's a couple of verses. First of all, 1 Peter chapter 3. In some translations it says, "once for all." But in my translation in verse 18 it says, "For Christ died, or Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit." And then I think in Hebrews 10,
very good,
it also mentions once for all. I guess I'll read it. Hebrews 10, verse 10. "And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all."
Very good. And that's really the key verse I want to look at in connection to this, what we're going to call positional sanctification. Okay? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, says, "By that will," and that connects to verse 7, "he came to do the will of God, him who sent him." So Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. "By that will, we have been," past tense, "have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." There's many other verses that we could look at in connection with this positional sanctification. But we want to maybe move on to the practical side of it. But just to set this before us, there's three types of this sanctification that Scripture talks about. It talks about positional sanctification that takes place when you and I are saved, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. There's practical, what is often called practical sanctification, or some other people would call it progressive sanctification. And then there's a permanent sanctification, or what some people call perfect sanctification. And I remember reading a story years ago, D.L. Moody, D.L. Moody was talking to somebody, and a sister, and she said, I did it. He said, "What'd you do?" She said, I've arrived. "What'd you arrive to?" "Well, I finally got there. I have arrived at perfect sanctification." He said, "Oh, really?" He said, just one moment. And he went and got a glass of water. And he came back and he said, "Now, what were you saying?" And she said, "Well, I've arrived. I've arrived at perfect sanctification. So he throws the glass of water in her face. And she got upset. And he said, wait a minute, you're perfectly sanctified. You can't get mad. Point taken, right? We're not there yet. But we will be there. And just to throw out a verse in connection to that, we will be like him. Where's that verse found? We will see him and we will be like him in a coming day. Where's it found? I can't hear you. 1 John 3. Romans 8 is what he's doing now in us to get us to that point. But let's read 1 John 3. Verse 2 and 3, I think it is, isn't it? Who wants to read that? Oh, better yet, who wants to quote it? Go ahead, Lars.
1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure.
Okay, now the reason I wanted both of those verses, because there we see the perfect sanctification. We will be like him. And then we see the practical sanctification, that everyone that has this hope purifies himself. Right? So you see both sides of that. Okay? So, let's just pause right now. Any thoughts to share in this line before we go on? And including the front up here.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one more observation. You know, we do this all the time, and we probably do it because it's something we've always done. We refer to one another as saints, right? Well, the saints at the meeting or the saints at such and such a place. And really, the word there called saints is the reflection of this truth that we are being set apart. So just to give you a verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints.
Hmm.
So when we think about what we are and what we're called as saints, it is a reflection of the fact that we are sanctified in this idea of positionally. Meaning, and sanctified, by the way, I was reading this and it says, it doesn't mean sanctimonious. You know, sanctified doesn't mean sanctimonious or, you know, we think of someone who is saintly or anything like that with halos and, you know, those kinds of things. The idea of sanctified is set apart to God. And so by our position, by the work that Christ has done, he set us apart for himself. And that's really the truth that we want to grasp, because when we understand what we are positionally, then it gives us the impetus to work through this progressive side that we're going to look at.